A visual tip to slow down and not overdo it and hurt yourself more. If you have read my books or seen any of my blogs or videos, you know that I live with a neurological movement disorder called dystonia that I've had since 2001. It's a very painful condition and one that is very unpredictable. Each day is different. Some days the pain and other symptoms like muscle contractions and spasms, balance problems, fatigue, etc., are low and I can do more. And some days I need to really pull back and rest by doing a lot of self-care. This is par for the course for many people with this condition, as well as many other chronic conditions too numerous to list. This being the case, I need to set up strategies in my mind for how to deal with the daily challenges and how I listen to my body. A lot of us have a knack for overdoing it, meaning we push our body beyond the limit it can handle. We then feel worse because we have an increase in symptoms. I have fallen victim to this many times because I can be an impatient go-getter, as I'm sure many of you can probably relate. But I'm getting better at it with practicing different strategies. The one I want to share with you in this blog is a visual that I hope you find helpful. I think of the severity of my symptoms as a traffic light. When the light is green, that means that I am feeling well enough to do more things. The longer I continue with those activities, I might begin feeling pain or muscle tightness or stiffness or contractions and spasms. This is when the green light turns yellow, a warning to slow down and very shortly to stop. The problem many of us run into is that we push beyond this signal and the light then turns red, meaning we are forced to stop because we let things get so bad by overdoing it. We then suffer the consequences of not listening to the signals our body is giving us. Sometimes we are done for the rest of the day and the next day or even longer. Rather than reach that red light where I am forced to stop and lay down for an extended period of time and do other self-care things, I practice stopping myself when I notice the yellow light, the point where my body is saying, "Hey Tom, what are you doing? You know I've had enough. Please stop now before you hurt me or I will be forced to stop you." Just like when we are driving, green is go, yellow is yield, caution, slow down, pay attention, beware, notification, and red is stop. It works the same way in the body, but for us, red is the point where we are forced to stop because we went overboard and we pay a very painful price. So don't stop on red, stop on yellow. I'm a very visual person, so having this to think about as it relates to my body is very helpful. I have another one that I like to use that is called pause, breathe, reset. I wrote a blog about this as well, and if you're also reading this while you're listening, you can click on this link and you can see that blog. It talks about how we can slow ourselves down when we feel rushed and anxious so we can more mindfully go about the day. When we overdo it and we reach the point of red light, we are forced to rest. That forced rest is usually much worse than if we stop ourselves before it gets to be so bad that we might be spent for several days when it could have otherwise only been just a couple of hours or less or no rest needed at all, if we just listen better to our bodies and that internal traffic light. Many of us are stubborn and want to do more than our body allows. This stubbornness is a great quality, but we need to change the way we apply it. Rather than use your stubbornness to push through the pain, use it to discipline yourself to slow down to prevent more pain. Thanks so much for taking the time to listen. I hope this was helpful. If you want to hear and read more of my blogs, you can go to my website, which is tomseaman.com. Along with those blogs, I have videos, articles, podcasts, and links to a lot of different resources for physical and emotional health issues. You can also get a copy of my two books there, Diagnosis Dystonia, Navigating the Journey, and my second book, Beyond Pain and Suffering, Adapting to Adversity and Life Challenges. They are also available on Amazon. You can also go to my website to sign up for my free newsletter. This way, all new blogs and updates will be delivered to your email. And if you're interested in any kind of life coaching, that's what I do. So you can go there to sign up for a free consult if that's of interest. Thank you again, and I hope you're doing well. And please reach out if you have any questions. Take care.